Dad,
What?
this is David. I gave Kirsanj to mother for Mother's Day, and she said she liked it. And we're going out to eat. I think on
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. I made the Kirsanj at Scouts, and then I stuck it on a bottle. And inside the bottle was a candle with chopped up crayon. Not crayon, but what candles. Scrape the wax off candles and then look pretty. I had to make the flowers and the leaves. And then I wrapped I think it's clay around three sticks which held the flowers together. Then I put a bow on top and I wrapped it. And it was real pretty then, but it was pretty inside, but you couldn't see it. Karen got mother some good things. And I got mother one more thing. No, two more things. I got mother a cook. Well, it's just this paper cook. And on his hat, there's little slices of paper where mother could write recipes. So she just has to hang the cook up on above the stove on the cabinets or something like that, or she can just stick it in one of the drawers and whatever she needs recipe, she could just pull it out and look at it, and then she could write new recipes on there too. That the second thing was, well, I took two paper plates, I cut one in half, and I taped them together, and then I cut up slices of paper and stuck it in. I hooked a pin on it, and on the thing it said, Happy Mother's Day, and then I put some yarn so that it hung, and it's supposed to be for the telephone. Well, when somebody calls, and I'm the only one home, and it's for mother. Well, if I can take a message, I just have to take the pin and take the piece of paper and put it down. And then stick it back in. And then mother can write phone numbers on the pieces of paper. And whenever she needs somebody to call, well, then she can call them. I haven't been doing very much at school since past week. I haven't gotten that much work, and I've been working better, so I haven't had very much homework. Well, today's Sunday, but Friday and Thursday and Friday, I don't have to bring home any homework, but usually I do bring home homework. Dad, the twins made mother napkin holders for Mother's Day, and Karen made one of those things that I made. She didn't want me to see. I knew she was going to, but she went ahead. And she went ahead and did it. Karen doesn't like mine. Karen doesn't have a pencil with it either. Karen has a flower on top. Yeah, that's good, I guess. Dad, Karen, she's growing a flower for Mother's Day. Well, today is Mother's Day, but the flower has came pretty far, about an inch. There's this other one, I don't know if it's far or not, but looks like it, and it's gone up about 2 inches. It's okay. Mom said that she was going to take the flowers out to get some good sunlight, some sunshine. It'll grow more. Enjoy it. Dad, love you, miss you. Bye. Sandy's gonna be coming on next, or Mom might want to talk before Sandy gets up. Bye.
Hi, Dad. Sandy here. I just got up from this morning, and I'm tired. Today, Jason has to get his tetanus shot and his sleeping sickness shot. And so I have to stay out at the stables because he's not coming till after 2. I was going to go to the Saddle Tramps horse show, and it started at 1 o'clock, but then I couldn't get Jason shots. And it's much cheaper today if I got him shot. My teeth have been hurting me. I chipped a back one. I don't know how. But I think it doesn't hurt that much. In school math, I've been bringing my grade up from an F. I got 72, and I've got to get 4 more points, or 5 more to get a C. Because we were in that algebra, and that's what brought it down. And Mr. Spots thinks I should go to pre-algebra, but I don't think so, because I've been asking all the kids around if it's hard, and they say yes. And Mom doesn't know anything about it, and you'll be gone the first quarter. So I just put down for general math. Well, Dad, that's about all the tape left. I sure do miss you, and I wish you were here. Goodbye, Dad. I love you.